morning, good morning, good morning. Java, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Java, good morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Now listen, every single comedian has a gosh darn podcast, but we're two comedians with a morning show podcast. Do you understand the difference? Okay, I am Julia Young. I am joined by my co-host extraordinaire, Mike Camerlingo. Mike, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, and that was an outstanding intro.
Thank you. Thank you. I just woke up from a nap.
Well, it had like everything. It had all the words that you say.
Good words. Mm-hmm.
But it had it with a way that was like, you know what? Take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an attractive quality. Mm-hmm. And most people leave it.
Most people leave it. And we love them for it.
And we love them, yes. This is a small group we're cultivating, okay?
Mm-hmm. Artisanal fan base. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't this isn't Subway.
This isn't Jersey Mike's. Nope.
You know, this isn't Quiznos.
This is a cafe at the corner of the street, and you say, "How do they stay open?"
You say, "Are they open?" First of all, are they open?
First of all, are they? Who knows? Second of all, what are their hours?
They must be running. They must have something else. Like maybe they do shipping. I don't know what they do.
Definitely. Or, you know, people go, you know, I think they're a front for something.
Organized crime. I think something's happening.
Mm-hmm. That's what we are. So this is the part of the show where we tell you we love you, fans, our Jehovah's Witnesses, so much. If you like us as much as we like you, rate, review us, send us to your friends, send our podcast to your friends, email us javagoodmorning@gmail.com. This is a segment we call Up Top, where we talk up top about daily minutia. What's going on in your life, Mike?
Well, I just got back from getting my second vaccine shot.
Have you heard about this vaccine?
Have you heard about the vaccine? So, you know, as you may have remembered on the first one of the episodes a couple weeks ago, you know, when I got my first shot, I was sitting there, I was like, oh no, I was like making myself feel it through my body. And I was like, you know, I was just having an anxiety attack, obviously.
Yeah, you made yourself sick.
I made myself sick, but then I felt okay. But this one, I feel like I can feel it. I feel like I'm okay, but I just feel like kind of out of it. And again, maybe not. Maybe it's placebo.
Maybe it's psychosomatic.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I know. But
now,
I am throwing up blood, though. I am violently throwing up.
Fair.
Pfizer. I'm a Pfizer boy.
Pfizer baby.
Pfizer baby. But there, you know what? I was alarmed by, you know, when you wait for like 15 minutes after, and they had all these chairs, and the chair in front of me had an X on it. And I was like, what happened in that chair?
That person died, yeah.
That person died. Take the chair away, at least. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take the body away, take the chair away.
Yeah, honor
their
spirit.
That's what I always say, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was so New England. It was so Boston, because when you were done, you could go take a picture with the Patriots Super Bowl trophy.
And, are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't do it, though.
Awesome. Okay, so this was in an arena, not in like a CBS.
No, it was... It was actually a hotel, but it was one of like the a hotel ballroom. Room 187, actually.
Yep.
But it was one of the, I think Massachusetts had seven like state-run sites, but it was 5 minutes down the street from me. So, you know.
Okay.
Fun times.
Wow. So you're all vaxxed, and your wife is all vaxxed?
First of all, don't talk about my family. second of all, she got her first shot. So she is, she got her first shot last Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
We were kind of, because she was in that in-between period where she just had a baby and I'm like, oh God, just get the shot. What are you doing?
Baby? Yeah. And that baby of yours can't get vaxxed for a while.
I got nothing. See, I can't even improvise. It's the vax, man.
It's the vax. Okay, you're real slow today. I got it. I'm going to have to carry more of the weight than usual.
I thought when you mentioned my baby, you were going to mention how she's just getting bigger and bigger every day. I can't lift her up anymore. I think she's too big.
Is she? I mean, she's probably like nine pounds.
She was 9 pounds on birth. We went to the her doctor a week later, and she was 10 pounds. Like, I think this is going to be a boss baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so, a Boston boss baby. Yeah.
Hey, that's good. That means they're healthy.
Mm-hmm. Until baby should be big.
Until it crosses over, then it's too much. I don't know when that is, but she's starting to get all like the leg rolls and stuff.
Oh, so cute.
Which is very cute. It's very cute.
It gets to be, there is a certain point where when they're like three or four, where it's like, no thanks, you should be walking a bit more.
Right. Yeah. Daddy can't carry you. He's got a herniated disc.
Daddy, you carry daddy. So I have so many things to tell you. Namely, I'm back in New York. I came back last night from Michigan, my trip to Michigan. And in the car on the way back from the airport, guess what song comes on? I will tell you, Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, that's the best song. I love that song.
My fiance said, you know, Mike would love this. And I said, you're absolutely right.
So before COVID hit, mm-hmm. I walked by a poster on the street, like an advertisement, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it was Enrique Iglesias and, oh God, who was the other guy? It wasn't Pitbull. Yeah, it must have been Pitbull. Yeah, it
probably was Pitbull.
Because I was going to say Ricky Martin, and oh my goodness, that's Ricky Martin doesn't perform anymore.
I think he might be on Cameo. I don't know.
Well, it was Enrique and Pitbull, and I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to that concert. And then COVID hit. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I love Enrique. I want to see him live.
Yes.
And I was trying to get my wife to go down to Miami a couple of years ago. I was like, will you go to mm-hmm. Miami and see Enrique in concert? She's like, no. Yeah. She does not understand my love for Enrique.
Yeah, well, few do. I mean, the thing is, when we were listening to the song, my fiance was like, do you think when they wrote the song, they were like, oh, we've just made ourselves millionaires? And I was like, I think so. I think there are songs where I'm sure after you write it, you go, oh, this can't not be a hit, you know? And that's right. What Hero is.
Right, like that song, the Black Eyed Peas song for like getting
it started.
The wedding one.
The Black Eyed Peas or Bruno Mars?
Which, I don't know, but you know, well, I'm saying those songs where you make it and you go, yeah, this is it. You know, this is it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think John Legend has a couple of those,
right?
Where it's like, oh yeah, this will be played every single day. So yeah, absolutely.
Enrique's Hero, that's a song that I don't know if it does it anymore, but I swear I used to listen to it and get like oddly emotional. And mm-hmm. like emotional about what? I don't know. I don't even really know the words. I'm just like, I feel it, man. I can be your
baby.
Hero.
I can
kiss away the pain. And then he goes, oh yeah. Will stand by you forever.
Mm-hmm. You can take my breath away.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Can we dance if I ask you to, will you dance if I ask you to dance?
You to dance.
I did a whole, I wrote a whole sketch around this, this song. I'll send it to your fiance.
Yeah. Send it right to his spam folder.
Anyway, I looked up an Enrique video once, Bailando, not to be confused with Bailamos, Bailando.
Yes.
It's a great jam. And I was like, oh, let me just watch this video. It's cool. It's got some lady in a red dress dancing around. They're playing soccer. It's a great video. It had like 300 million views. I was like, I knew Enrique was popular, but I didn't know. I mean, talk about Mr. Worldwide. I know that's not him, but.
Well, it should be. I think he is definitely more of a Mr. Worldwide.
So there's a Spanish version and English version. Oh, featuring Sean Paul. Hell yeah.
Ooh,
let me see. Oh, so this has 434 million views.
And were you under the illusion a little bit that he had a small fan base? Because that's what it seems like.
I knew he was like
big. It's not our fan base, Mike.
I didn't realize he was so. You know why? Because the people I surround myself with are not Enrique heads, and I need to change that. So if you're out there and you want to go to an Enrique concert, let's link up on LinkedIn.
Yep. Link up, link on LinkedIn, slide into his LinkedIn DMs, and subject line should be, I can be your hero, Mikey.
Are you happy to be back to New York, or are you happy? Because when I lived in New York, when I would go to like where there's fresh air anywhere.
Yeah.
When I would get there, I would go, oh my God, this is amazing. Why do I even live in New York? And then when I get back, I go, oh, New York's great. Or right when I get back, I would go, what the fuck am I doing back here? So you could have one or two reactions.
There's no neutral reactions. We came back and I was really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy in a way of like, okay, my apartment's really clean and quiet and there's no Cheerios on the floor everywhere. And, you know, it's just, I have my own space, but it's really quiet. It was like such a hubbub. There were so many family members. I got to see everyone. It was great. And then, I was sad today. I will say very, very sad. But you know, I feel like it was good. You know, I got to see my grandpa, all, you know, both sides of my fam. I feel like this is kind of things are maybe getting back to normal vibe. Because, you know, we had a barbecue too, or not like a barbecue, like an outside party thing. And my cousin brought his dog, and it was a real good dog. His name is Rusty, but Rusty thought that the screen door was open when it was not open, and he ran into it.
I've done that before.
It's embarrassing. And when you see a dog do it, and when you see a dog get embarrassed, it's awkward to watch a dog get embarrassed.
And you'll be like, hey, buddy, nobody saw. And they know you're lying.
Still a good dog. Yeah. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe this dog has a vision problem. Okay. Oh. So then I started thinking, and I was like, oh boy, this is something for Java Good Morning and Shark Tank. I don't think that 100% of dogs have perfect vision, right? Dogs with bad vision. Maybe they're nearsighted, maybe they're farsighted, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they, humped a couch too many times and it made them go blind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe they're Catholic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, why are there no glasses for dogs? Okay. Think about it. Okay. It's a company, Sharks, that it's like goggles you put on your dog because, you know, normal spectacles are not going to fit over their ears, right? So they're called goggles and prescription goggles. And it helps your pup see a little bit better. And
how do they stay on? Are they really is it like more of a helmet, or do you think you can get them in a way where it will fit the dog's head?
I think like kind of like rubber band, like swimming goggles, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like,
okay.
Around, and obviously it'd be, you know, customized depending on the dog's ears, right? But I really think we could help dogs see better, so we don't have to have these things like dogs running into screen doors, which really shouldn't happen, you know?
Yeah. So why do they have these? I'm looking them up now. Chewy.com has something called it says doggles. You fucking, it already
exists.
Are you
fucking kidding me? Are they prescription?
You gotta see this shit.
Doggles.
Chewy.com. It looks like the dog's like looking. It looks like he's looking up into the sun.
Wait, what? Are these? So
this is when the sharks would go, well, that sounds all fun, but how are you gonna separate yourself from doggles?
Mm-hmm.
The Chewy.com doggles.
Well, I would say here's the thing. Yes, they have a majority of the marketplace, but you know, mine are prescription.
Don't
think these are prescription.
Oh, interesting.
That's what it is. I think, yeah, these are to protect their eyes through the seasons. Okay.
There's too many puns too in the description. Remember to measure your pet for the perfect fit.
No, I don't.
Fucking
like that.
No, dude. Fucking no.
No, 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 no.
No, no. One pun is enough. Doggles is enough.
Okay. So maybe I need to go back to the drawing board, Mark Cuban,
for that reason, I'm out.
And yes, it is going to be difficult to give a dog a vision test, right? How would you do that?
I'm writing, do dogs wear glasses right now? And I think, yeah, you just have to say, you know, which one's red and they point. I don't know.
I think dogs are colorblind, Mike.
Oh, I'm partially colorblind. So I know.
That's why you didn't know.
Oh, caninejournal.com. Oh, I love this. Canine Journal.
What do they say?
Believe it or not, sunglasses and goggles are a popular accessory for dogs.
Well, I do fucking believe it. I've seen dogs with turtlenecks. Like, come on.
I got one more stat for you. According to Psychology Today, researchers have found that dogs have 20/75 vision compared to humans who have 20/20 vision. 20/75 vision sucks, doesn't it?
I'm going to say
that means a dog can barely recognize at 20 feet that a person with normal vision could identify at 75 feet.
So why do we give dogs so much credit for having good senses?
They can smell well, I think. Smell well. Smellwell.com. Oh, fuck. Well, anyway.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Your product is canceled. You're bankrupt now.
Just as embarrassed as if I had walked into a screen door. So thank
you
for that.
So speaking of sunglasses, I bought a pair on Thursday.
Big for you.
It is because I've never got sunglasses before over $15.
You've always bought like the gas station ones.
Yeah, I get the ones that, because I kind of like the look of those, but then you legit can't see through them. So like when I'm driving, I'll be like, or crossing the street, I'll like have to take them off. So I walked in, it was so funny. I walked into this, it was an eyeglass store, but they sold sunglasses. And the woman was like, what can I help you with? And I was like, sunglasses. She's like, what kind are you looking for? I go, you know, just like regular mm-hmm. ones, I guess. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, you know, just like, whatever. Like, so she showed me a couple.
For someone with two eyes.
I knew what I didn't want though. I didn't want like a sporty look, and I didn't want like those what are those ones that like fucking state troopers wear? Like those, I don't want those
aviators.
I don't want aviators. Yeah. So I ended up getting Ray-Bans. Ever hear of them?
Oh, yeah, I have a pair.
So it was good. I spent like $150 and it was a big purchase, dude. But honestly, it was worth it.
Dude, you got to be so careful not to lose these.
I know that's,
you're
going to
kick yourself. If
that's
you lose
the
them.
Thing now. I used to be so careless. I'd be like, yeah, mm-hmm. I just sat on my sunglasses. Who cares? Mm-hmm. They were $9. And now I'm like, you know, I keep them in a case in my car. I'm like, I haven't worn them like 3 times.
Yeah, because you're like a little scared of them. But the thing is, the weird thing about sunglasses is if you get like you're saying a $9 pair of sunglasses, you'll never be able to lose them. Even if you like throw them out of a moving car, they will somehow come back into your life.
Yeah.
With nice sunglasses, literally you look at them and then you're like, wait, where did they go? So I'm just telling you, it's going to be gas station in your future.
Now I'm kind of starting to see why people get so pissed about like, oh, like, you know, if you're like by the water or something, oh, my sunglasses are wet. I'm like, I would always be like, who cares? I would dive in with my sunglasses on.
Yes.
You know, so
now you understand the lifestyle.
I get it. And I agree with you that it probably won't stick. Like, but I just wanted to kind of, I got new sneakers too. I wanted to kind of make my foray into the summer. I wanted to say, here I am,
spring cleaning for a human. Yeah. Good for you.
I was like, do you guys have any 11 wides? They're like, no. I was like, okay, I'll just take the regular ones then.
I went to
the Nike store and I was like trying to get, I was like, yeah, can I get one of these and can I try it on? And they're like, oh, do you have our Nike app? And they spent the whole time trying to get me to download the Nike app. And I was I'm like, can you just try to sell me the sneakers? Like I missed the old way. So anyway, I did download it cause they like bribed me with 15% off.
Oh damn.
But I was in the store for 20 minutes. 10 of them was trying to get fucking Nike app on my phone. I'm like, I have no room. That is another problem I have. My phone is like, you're out of storage, dude.
Well, that's when you got to delete all the pictures of your life before you had a baby.
I know. It's like, I want to have pictures where I didn't have a double chin. Mm. You know, I want to look back and say, whoa, that was cool.
Well, but those have to go on your computer. I mean, where do you offload all photos? Do you have a hard drive or like the cloud?
I really try to avoid the cloud, but I guess I have the cloud, but it's already full. So it's like, hey, you can pay $3 a month to get more cloud storage. I'm like, what's even happening? I feel like I'm in a fucking Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, I don't understand the cloud. I don't appreciate the cloud. I don't think I'm on the cloud. And then suddenly you're right. I'm on the cloud and it's full. And I'm like, when did I get on this fucking cloud? I don't want to be on the cloud.
Yeah, get me off this cloud.
Get me off this cloud. I will say just quickly to go back to the sneakers conversation. I also got new sneakers in Michigan, went to a running fit. And I said, fix my feet. And they said, wow, you got bad feet.
Oh, yeah, you got bunions, right?
Well, okay. Well, we don't have to bring those up. I'm talking about how I pronate when I walk, where like my feet turn inwards, like I should be walking with my feet straight and they're not. And so I have all these like hip flexor problems. So the guy like watched me walk. I had stood on like a weird mat and it like took a heat map imprint of my feet. And then he's like, wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, wow. So he gave me these, you know, special inserts and then these New Balance shoes. So I look like a dad essentially. They're very dad sneakers, but
you wear a fanny pack.
I have a fanny pack, but
I'm gonna get one.
Well, I think they're cool ironically, but I guess if I wear them with ugly sneakers, it becomes unironic and it's just not cool.
Well, it's like a look, you know? Yeah, like you got to go to brunch in Williamsburg or something.
I don't have time.
It's also tiring. Yeah, the foot thing's funny because like that kind of reminds me of like when you go buy a mattress or something where they just say a bunch of shit and you're like, oh, cool. They're like, oh, you know, you really should have the B17 on this side. You're like, oh yeah, is that too much? You know? And they just kind of, so I'm not saying you got taken for a ride, but you know, they saw you from a mile away.
I mean, they did. My brother, who's a physical therapist, was like, let me see your feet. And I was like, okay. And he's like, you know, this guy was an expert though. And my brother was like, yeah, at selling shoes. I was like, all right, Sam. All right.
He's like, ma'am, it looks like your toes are pointed inward. I can't really tell from all the hair on them, but you know, yeah, it's, you know, it really
I gave my toes bangs. Don't worry.
it really is important to get comfortable shoes.
Yeah, which really
I
important.
Did not do.
Really important.
Really.
Yeah.
Did you hear? Oh, so I did all this cool stuff. Sweatshirt. No, not sweatshirt. What the fuck am I saying? Sweatshirt. Mike,
you
get together.
Sunglasses.
Sneakers, sunglasses.
Yeah.
But I was so 2 for 2, and then I'm going to go 2 for 3 because I got the worst fucking haircut in the world.
Oh, boy.
I got destroyed. So I went to this place before a couple months ago, and I thought they were great. Went to the same guy. My hair was really long, but I went to the same guy, and he just like fucked up my hair. Like the sideburns were 2 different lengths. He cut it. He didn't fade it in at all. He cut it you know, I was like, give me like a 1.5 on the side. He cut it up really high. And then it looks like I don't know what it is. It's like.
Like Nazi party kind of?
No, or? It's not that short. And there's still hair on the top, but it's just not, it's not right. It's like the hair on the top should be longer. It should be faded in a little more. It just, it looks like.
Is he having an off day, do you think? Or do you think you misjudged the first time?
Maybe I misjudged the first time. I'm like, did I say it wrong? Like, you know, yeah. I did. Technically, did I say faded in? No, but like, you should know how to like make it look, you know, correct.
Right. I mean, technically, did you say give me a good haircut? Because if you didn't, he's allowed to give you a bad haircut.
Right. You know I didn't say make it look good.
That was your fatal mistake.
Fuck, I fucked up.
Is what I would say. I mean, let me ask you a question. I mean, male haircuts are so cheap. How much should yours
cost? Not as cheap as the, granted, women haircuts are way more expensive, but so it's $30 to start. Then I gave him a tip. I gave him a $10 tip. I gave him $220. I know.
For a bad haircut.
For a bad haircut. But I think I might make the decision because I, the amount of times I've gotten a bad haircut and I have basic, simple white guy hair, like just very simple to give me a regular haircut.
Big round head, like Charlie Brown. Just
big fucking pumpkin. Just fucking, you know, we'll scrape here, snap, snap, boom, we're done. I think for all this trouble, I think I'm going to find a salon. I need a woman to cut my hair. I need somebody to massage my scalp and maybe throw a compliment my way.
Do you want to be wearing a robe when you get your haircut?
I don't care. Well, they put a thing on me anyway at the thing, you know, but it's
like
one of those...
silk robe, like you could go to like a spa.
I just want, you know, I want a little like, I want someone to
want some TLC.
I want it to feel like, like I know $40 total isn't like a ton of money for, I know some, you know, some people, you get a haircut, you probably pay like $100, right? But like, I don't know, dude. I feel like if I'm paying $40, you got to not fuck up my hair. My sideburns were two different lengths.
Did you notice while you were getting
I didn't really notice till I got home and I looked in the mirror. It was funny. I took a peep peep. I washed my hands and I looked up. I was going to
say a peep peep.
I was going to say piss. And then I thought that's vulgar, Mike. But I shot liquid out of my dick hole. And then I washed my hands. You know, like in a horror movie when they look up in the mirror and someone's behind them.
Yes. Yes.
I looked up and I shrieked because I saw my fucking head. I went, oh no. And then I showed it to my wife and she was like, no,
did
dude.
She laugh
and then
at you?
She was just like, she did kind of like a eek, you know, like I feel she, well, she, you know what she said? She goes pretty early. She goes, you can't go back there. And then when she said that, I knew it was bad.
Yeah. So. You can't go back there. And even if you go back there and request another guy, it's a weird relationship because the other guy knows you're avoiding him. So,
right. And it's
you gotta leave town, man.
I think I'll be good. I think I'll look good in like a week or two, but that's not good.
No, that's just too much time. I mean, this is, you know, what getting older is. It's about developing relationships with different barbers and knowing, you know, how to choose, you know, who's going to,
it really is like finding a good barber is harder than finding a doctor. I think like, it's way more pressure. Like a doctor, you're like, you went to school, right? I'll just take your advice. But
they don't
a barber
give these degrees to anyone. Right. Yeah.
Cause at least a doctor, you'll probably find out years later that they've been giving you horrible advice. Mm-hmm. A barber, you find out right away that, you know, they have 20/75 vision. Like they can't do it. They cannot do it. They need goggles.
Cut my hair.
But oh boy. Anyway, well, the bad haircut can't ruin my haircut. Good vibes. Vibe season, baby.
Vibe season. I mean, I learned how to stretch recently also when I was home. Shout out to my sister-in-law and my brother. My sister-in-law is like, she is a personal trainer. She teaches yoga. She's a massage therapist. And I was just like, fix my body. So she taught me all these stretches. And I think I'm going to hire her to be my personal trainer, like virtually.
That's cool.
Yeah, we have all these resistance bands at my house. So I have to get some here and a foam roller. I gotta get into the foam roller lifestyle, which I feel like, are you part of that lifestyle?
My dad does a foam roller and my wife does too. So the thing about stretching is it's so good for your body.
Yeah.
And it's like, I knew a physical therapist. Yeah. Was like, we see so many people that like, especially the older you get, if you don't stretch, like your body just fucking, but that being said, I don't stretch. I am so
boring.
It's so, right? Yes, we're very similar.
We are.
It's just so boring. That's a perfect example. Why don't you stretch? It's pretty fucking boring.
Yeah, it's boring. And I'd rather just stare at my phone
right.
and be bored on my phone than be bored with my body. Totally.
But if you did it a couple of times a week, maybe it'd be, maybe improve your life.
I definitely know I would improve my life. The fiance is going to try a stretch. He wants to touch his toes, like standing up, touch his toes. So that's
sometimes I do that in the shower. I'll turn around and try to touch my toes just to get a little clean backside.
I feel like that's a recipe for you falling, which is no, you dropped the soap on your nards, right?
Oh, I didn't drop it. It shot out of my hand. It was tough. Oh, wow.
It was before you had a baby.
Oh, maybe that's why I've been having some pain down there. Maybe that's why.
Old soap dick, Mikey.
Soap dick. I got migraine nut. Yeah, dude. Fucking kills.
Anything else up top? Ooh, I see you have some interesting news about maybe some UFOs that you want to talk about.
Oh, that might be content corner. And I didn't even see it though, but
so I think I get this.
I read a headline. There was a thing on 60 Minutes last night, but it's just everyone, I keep seeing it, like how there's, you know, people like retired army generals and people are like, yeah, we see, this guy said he saw this, they would see UFOs every day. And I feel like no one really cares. Yeah. I don't think I care.
I don't think I care because I feel like it's not like an alien, right?
Like, right. To me, it's like
probably an airplane.
Yeah. To me, it's like I'll care when they like do something, right? When something happens.
Yeah.
Like you're at a bar and you're waiting. I'm not going to care about someone at the other end of the bar. They want to make an approach.
Yeah.
And take a swing at me or try to French kiss me, you know? But do people say French kiss anymore? They should.
No, I wish they would. People should say French if they are talking about French. They should say, you want a French?
Ooh.
I'd be into that. French.
Do I have your permission to French you?
Madame, je suis French you.
Hey, yeah, babe, how about a couple of beers, some dinner, and some Frenching?
I think an Italian kiss sounds more interesting because I feel like that just means let's talk. You know,
Talk really closely.
Let's talk closely. That's an Italian kiss. A German kiss is, I'm going to shoot you when your back is turned. So watch out for those.
French is so weird, dude, if you think about it.
It's pretty weird. It's putting your tongue in someone else's mouth and feeling around.
Just really sloshing around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like an invasive dental exam.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, hey, you know what? You only live once. Get in there.
You only live once. And also I would say, you know, this is the type of, you know, thing that the reason that the UFOs are not here, because they see how disgusting we are. And they go, we don't want a part of this. They French. That's disgusting. We're going to fly on by, you know?
French, baby.
French, baby. All right. We're going to move on to content corner. This is where we talked about things we've seen with our peepers, with our 2020 vision.
That's right.
Because we ain't dogs, you know?
We ain't dogs. We ain't dumbass dogs.
No. Big news first, the Knicks made the playoffs. So, you know, go New York. So
I like that the Knicks are good because it's fun living in New York when the Knicks are good. But, you know, I just feel like every person I follow on Twitter is a Knicks fan. I follow too many New York people on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, they get it's really emotional too because, I mean, God forbid the Knicks don't win. It's just it's – and I'm going to generalize here, but it's going to be a lot of – sad men on Twitter, which is a genre I don't care for. So
but I you know what, they're good, they're a fun team this year, so hopefully they go far.
Very fun team. You know, it is exciting when New York has a good team. I think it's good for the energy of the city, and I think that they're like opening up more like arenas. Like I read that like Cuomo's like, okay, for arenas, we're increasing capacity, but there's going to be a vaccinated section and an unvaccinated section.
I don't need, are they sticking with that? I heard that idea, but I don't think that's going
to
stick.
So weird. Well,
it made no sense I think they were talking about for the Yankees game. So it was like, so let me get this straight. If you're not vaccinated, then you got all the leg room in the world and you can just like stretch out.
You're 6 feet away. It's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like that's not, you know, that's not a way to get someone to get vaccinated.
That's so true.
Well, if you're not vaccinated, then you get your own private row.
You get your own row. Sick. And you're supposed to distance. If you are vaccinated, you know how everyone's agoraphobic now? Well, you got to smush in together.
Head to toe. We're not animals.
Nope.
But yeah, I think they're just going to, especially if the Knicks go far in the playoffs, they're just going to fucking open that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that 90% capacity with Spike Lee on the floor.
Oh man, I can't wait for riots, no matter if it's good or bad. You know, I think it's all, at a certain point, it's scary no matter what it is. Like a happy celebration riot is just as scary as an upset one with sports, I would say, because I feel like there's usually fire involved in both.
Yeah, it's always fun when people start climbing like the poles.
Oh, like street and, like, lamps.
Street lamps. Yeah. That's when you know, like, shit's going off.
Hey, honey, I think we're about to see a teenager break his neck. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Either going to be cool or, you know, someone's going to die.
Yeah. So what did you watch this week? What did you see with your peepers?
Well, I did just finish season one of Succession.
Oh my God. What did you think of the last episode?
It's great. It's great. It's such a great show.
Yeah.
And it's so well acted and written, and just the feel of it's awesome. So yeah, dude, I was a big, I mean, I like Kendall, but he's definitely gone off the, you know,
he sucks.
He has problems.
He has so many problems
and things are getting wild here. So it looks like, I know this, we got to get to season two. But I love the dad too. The dad, just everyone's so
Logan,
good.
That, he goes, fuck off.
Yeah. Everyone's such a good actor in that show. But at the end of season one, where Logan kind of tells Kendall he's going to cover up
for him. You're my boy. You're my number one boy.
I was like, yeah, you know what? This guy's the man, even though I'm sure he's doing it for his own, whatever. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I still like him. Maybe it's just because I like the actor, but he's great.
Yeah,
but it's a great show, and I love. We've been doing like one episode a night, so it's not mm-hmm. like we're hitting too many. So I feel like it's good. You get a little bit of breathing room, but boom.
Yeah, get some nice Siobhan and trouser outfits.
Are they filming season three now?
They are filming season three. I think part of it was filmed abroad, but I think they're. I feel like they are filming in New York now. It's so good and. The guest stars are so good. And then you'll be watching TV and you'll hear a McDonald's commercial and you go, wait, is that Logan Roy doing a voiceover? And it is.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he does a voiceover. Fuck, what is his name? Logan Roy.
Looked him up last time.
He's very famous.
He's from Boston, dude.
Yeah, he is he's Brian Cox. Yeah.
Oh, Brian Cox. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Kendall. Wait, Brian Cox does a voiceover for McDonald's?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's English.
So Cox was in... Yeah,
Scottish.
Oh, sorry. He's from the UK. He was in a movie. Super Troopers. Oh, yeah, he is in Super Troopers. But he was in a movie I saw last year that I would say is the worst movie of all time. And I go, why is Brian Cox in this? He's in it for 3 minutes. And I he must know. He must know the person who made this movie.
What movie?
I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. I'm looking it up now, and honestly, it doesn't matter.
Troy.
It was like it felt like an independent movie. So I'm not even gonna say the movie. You know what? Okay. Good for them. Yeah. They got a movie made. I can't get anything made. I can't even get an email returned. Hey guys,
you can't
emails.
You can't even get a good haircut.
Oh my God! How dare you say that? Don't kick me while I'm down.
Well, okay, fair. I'm glad you're getting on the Succession bandwagon. It's a very fun show where almost everyone's a monster, but you still kind of root for them, which is weird.
I like shows like that where the characters are bad to bad-ish people, but that means it's good writing though, or good acting. Like when the characters are unlikable, but they are likable.
Watch this show. My mom goes, I don't like anyone here. I go, okay, well, can you just give it a chance? And she goes, no, why would I root for anyone? It's like, okay, well, that's just.
But even though they're like dickheads and they're obviously very unethical and all that stuff, I still like the characters.
Yeah.
You can be like, that guy's a fucking idiot, you know, but it's, you know, he's a funny idiot.
Yeah.
Also, one more thing on Succession.
Please.
Reminds me of The Sopranos in a way. That it's like not a comedy, but it's very funny.
It's very funny.
Like that's what The Sopranos is like one of the funny, like Goodfellas. That's a funny ass movie. Like The Sopranos is funny. So there are these movies that are obviously serious, but because of the acting and everything in it, it's just funny. You laugh a lot. So this movie, this show is good.
What's funnier to me is that you're calling it The Sopranos instead of Sopranos. So
that's a regional thing. That's a regional thing. Do you say, do you say Mario? Like Mario. Oh, so I thought you'd say Sopranos.
No, because I don't think anyone that's like an affected way of speaking. Like you think you're better. Do you think you're better than me? Is what I want to know.
I say this is the way you should talk.
Do you think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me? Well,
you're not.
You know what I watched last night? Oh,
what?
Before we get to your wonderful list.
No, I don't care. You tell me.
The movie Flight with Denzel Washington. Never seen it before.
That's a good one.
I thought there'd be more flights. There's only one flight. And
One's late, but it's a big one.
It was a big one. The flight scene was really cool.
The mini bar scene, right? Where he like needs the booze.
That was, I was like, no.
Yeah, I know. But like, why should he get in trouble? Didn't he land it well, right?
Yeah, but he was like fucking coked up and hammered. So yeah. I know. And they were even said like, you know, but I guess people died. I don't know.
Did they?
Yeah, six people died.
Was it so like six a people thing? Died? Did a goose go in the engine? Is that why?
No, they didn't say. They just said it was engine failure. Not engine failure, a mechanical failure.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm scared of every time I get on a plane is that a goose is going to get sucked into one of the turbines and I'm going to die.
What happened in that movie is what I always think is going to happen where, because people always go, planes just don't drop out of the sky. But in the movie, it did. I got like weirdly, like, I was like, oh no. And then I had a dream where I was in a plane.
Call it what it is.
Yeah. Night terror. Why does sometimes you have dreams that you can directly draw a line to, you know, like, oh, this is because of this. And then other times you're like, why was a turtle playing golf with me? Like, I don't know.
What's the metaphor there?
What's
a lot
the
of
thing?
Times, yeah, your unconscious is like, we're going to make this hard for you. And a lot of times it's like, no, clearly the devil is your mother. And the reason you're sweating is because you have to have a confrontation with her.
Right.
I don't like it when I have to, you know, figure it out and translate.
You do
I
the
agree
work.
With you. You do the work, brain.
So it was good. Denzel's great. You know, it
who
was good.
Who else
is it's
in
fine.
That movie? I'm trying to remember.
Not
Rosie Perez. She's in the flight attendant.
Oh, you know who's in it? John Goodman. And every time John Goodman shows up in a movie, I always go, oh, John Goodman. I love John Goodman. That's what I'll say. I'll say it out loud. I'll say it to myself.
Everyone in America does that. That is the reaction everyone has, it turns out. Oh, John Goodman.
Oh, I fucking love John Goodman. Yeah. I'll say, so he was in it, and that's what happened.
The best thing is like when you are watching a movie with your parents, with my parents, the opening credits, and then, you know, the names flash up and then everyone goes, oh, Christopher Reeve is in this, you know, like all at the same time. Oh, okay. I love Carol Burnett. And then it's like, okay,
I spend a lot of time going, oh, that guy, oh, what's that guy in? And then I'll spend 5 minutes looking it up and I'll go, oh, he's in that show. And then like, I'll miss two scenes.
Mm-hmm. You go on IMDb and you're like, oh, he was in an episode of Frasier. That's how I know his face. Yeah. Yeah.
But why is there a picture of, I'm trying to think of, I'm looking at the IMDb here. I don't know who else is in it.
John Goodman.
John Goodman. I love John Goodman.
Oh yeah. I love him. He's great.
See, it just
He's
happens great. Every time you bring up his name.
Wow.
So that was it.
Okay. Well, I went to a movie theater. That's my big news.
Wow.
I know. I saw for the first time Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So I know nothing about it. Yeah, did they do like the whole big thing?
Well, it was at, you know, 50% capacity and we had to wear masks. And then there was a long list of things you couldn't bring in the theater. Cause I guess a lot of times people, you know, it's interactive and people throw shit. And so they checked everyone's bags when you came in to make sure like people weren't throwing like rice and hot dogs and stuff. And then there was one guy in the balcony who seemed to be kind of the only participating person, like where he was yelling things at the screen in a way that no one else was. So I think part of it was like, okay, I admire him. But another part was like, dude, you're alone here. Like, let's just watch the movie, you know?
Well, he had the old, you know, popcorn tub over his lap. So
he certainly did. He was by himself.
He was trying to get everybody into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think we were into it in the sense where it was probably everyone's first time back in a theater and we were just kind of focused on not having panic attacks.
Right.
And watching an entire movie with a mask on and no popcorn. But it's a really fun movie. It's so fucking weird.
This is gonna sound stupid. Is there only one or are there a million sequels?
There's only one. It was a play, like a musical. And now then it was a movie, I think 1975, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And it's like the longest running movie that's like still played in theaters. It like became such a cult classic.
Meatloaf's in it?
Meatloaf's in it. Susan Sarandon's in it.
Oh, shit.
Tim
Curry?
I mean, Tim Curry is so good in it. It's very weird, very like sexy, everyone's hooking up with everyone, fun songs and great costumes. The woman who did the costumes is like, yeah, I basically invented like punk style, because she did like, you know, ripped fishnets and stuff like that. And she's like, yeah, I invented this. I thought it was so much fun. And I want to watch it again so then I could like go to a screening and yell shit at
I don't, I like, don't take us the wrong way, but I don't think you liked musical anything.
You, hello, I was a theater kid. How could I not?
Oh, right. You like all that shit, huh?
I mean, I grew up watching musicals because my parents wouldn't rent anything else. They would only rent like PG, like, you know, My Fair Lady and like, you know, all these, you know, beautiful musicals from the 60s.
When I was in college, we got into like a sketch comedy thing, but it was like, it had like a lot of like kids who did theater in high school, which is fine, but they would like, while we were like sitting around before rehearsals and shit, they would like break into like theater songs. Oh, no. And I would just like sit there. Everybody would know the words and I would be like, what is this? Yeah. And like, it's from Rent. I'm like, I never, what's that? What's
because
from
you're the, you're like the dumb jock in Glee who's like, this isn't my scene, but somehow I'm in this scene. And, you know, all like, you know, I'm like one of the only straight guys here. So all the girls have a crush on me, but they don't know how dumb I am. But they think they can change me. That's you. You're Cory Monteith, may he rest in peace.
Right? Well, I don't know that reference, but yes, that's why I am that guy, because I don't know that reference. Well, anyway, I was like, enough of this nerd shit. You guys listen to Enrique or what?
Yeah, this nerd shit. Y'all want to write sketch comedy?
Oh, man, what a mistake. Boy. What a mistake. You know, you could ever just go back and change things, decisions that you made in life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last 15 years of my life, I would change completely. Also watched with my parents, they'd never seen In and Out before.
Ooh, and Kevin Kline?
Yeah.
Oh, parents love that. Selleck. That's a hit with the parents.
A mustacheless Tom Selleck. Ooh. Such a fun movie. Joan Cusack. I mean, this was one of the movies where during the opening credits, everyone's saying out loud, oh my God, Wilford Brimley's in this? You know, like one of those. You know, Debbie Reynolds. It's a real
I haven't
fun
seen
movie.
That movie since I was a youngster, but that's a great movie to watch with your parents.
Great movie. It's not inappropriate. There's no scenes where you're like, oh God, you know, there's a nipple popping out, you know, right. People are talking about boners and jizz. You know, you don't want that when you're watching anything with your parents. You don't
what the fuck is that movie called? Monsters Ball? Titanic. Yeah, Monsters Ball.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife, unfortunately watched that with her parents when she was young. And, I don't know if you don't know that movie, there's a very graphic scene, sex scene with Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry. And,
God,
you just can't.
You go, I gotta go to the bathroom. Don't pause the movie. And then you run upstairs and then you give it like 7 or 8 minutes and then you come back down and you don't say, what did I miss? You know, you just move on with your life.
You come down, your dad's pants are off.
Your mom's like, I was looking for his Monsters Balls.
Then you run out of the house. You never come back.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the decisions we would have made 15 years ago if we had changed our lives. But here we are.
So I was watching the Fresh Prince this morning because on TV, actually, which was, you know, I don't know, insane. This is what happens when you have to feed a baby at like 6 a.m. You're just watching whatever's on, right?
Oh, don't blame the baby on this. You would do this if you were childless, and you were before this.
I know, but I would at least look at, I would at least find it streaming. You know, I would find it, but yeah, now I'm just watching it with commercials. Right. Yeah. But I haven't watched commercials in a while. There's a Gillette Venus commercial where a woman is legit shaving her pubic bone. Like she is in her underwear.
Yes.
And
it's
she
the
is
pubic
so
pubic hair one where they're like shave your pubes or they say the word pubes. Yeah.
Julia, I was like, look, I'm not a prude, but what is happening? Yeah. Like you're close up on a woman's, you know, I'm just going to say it.
Say it.
Her area. It. And yeah. This is HD, man. HD inner thigh.
Wow. It is. It's like they still like for tampon commercials and pad commercials are like, it's blue liquid, you know, but then they'll just show like choach hair. And it's like, oh, okay, sure. It's like, we all know you're shaving your big bushy pubes.
To me, it was the equivalent of like, if you had something for like, guys being like, hey, you know, when those hard to reach places where you want to get that taint shaved, you'd be like, what? Like, we don't need to see.
We can,
I don't know. Let's leave things to the imagination.
To the imagination. Exactly. Exactly.
Because then, I mean, that's just as bad. Watching that, if you're a young kid, watching that commercial with your parents, it's got to be tough. You're
so
just sitting there in silence while some actress is like, you know, need to shave unruly hair near your fucking clit. Like you don't need to do that. Oh man. So
yeah, it's like erectile dysfunction commercials,
right?
Also, where they those are like 3 minutes long too. And it's always like, you know, the hot Trivago guy and his wife, and he's like, they're in like an outdoor bathtub and like hiking in Sedona. And then it's just like, the side effects are so graphic, and you're just like sitting there with your dad being like, I wish I was dead.
Take this pill, you might die because of all the side effects.
That's one of the side effects.
Those are always so long because they have to read all those things. So they'll just show them like swimming and golfing and be in a spa. And they're just like,
I feel like you should be in those commercials in like 20 years. I feel like you would kill it. One of those commercials
before like golfing. I know. That's what people would always say when I would, they'd be like, oh yeah, you're being like a good dad and shit. I'd be like, okay. Yeah. Like casting directors. You'd be a good
dad with no lines.
Hey gang. Can I just say, hey gang?
Yeah. Hey gang. Those chestinos look pretty good. Yeah.
Whenever I had to go in for an audition, when I had to be like somewhat cool, it'd be like, it would obviously never work. Cause I would just undercut it. They'd be like, all right, you're like, you guys have all the cutting edge phones and shit. I'd be like, whoa, cool. You guys got the thing. And they'd be like, next. It was just terrible.
You're like, is there like a, maybe like a holster for my belt I could put this phone in perhaps?
And then I transitioned to the only things I got called in for were like fucking idiot. It would be like, it would legit say like idiot neighbor. And I'd be like, hey, you guys lighting shit on fire over here? I was just like, you know, fun life.
You'd be like, oh, so you want me to run through this screen door like a dog? Sure, no problem.
Like a blind dog?
Could use some doggles. All right. So I think, are we ready to move on to?
Yeah, let's go. Let's keep it moving,
what,
baby.
What is this segment that we have right now? What is it called, Mike?
Well, some people call it up top. I like to call it up top.
No, it's hot stove.
That's how fucked up this Pfizer is making my head. Julia, I'm not even looking at my notes. And I thought I knew the inflection I needed to give. I knew it was up up. And then after I said it, I said, did I just say up top?
Yeah, you've been poisoned. Folks, if you're vaccine hesitant, listen to this podcast as a reason.
You know what? I don't give a shit because I don't want to get blamed when I go into a bar for starting. I'm going to a wedding in a couple of weeks, so I don't want to get blamed for spreading anything. So
yeah.
I did it. So you know what? Just replace up top. It's called
hot stove.
Hot stove. Or some people would say hot stove. All right, that one I looked directly. That's why I didn't book commercials, because I would just read the lines incorrectly.
I feel so bad for your family.
Oh, that's terrible. And I'm yelling. Right. They're gonna be like, "What the fuck is going on?"
This is where we talk about things we put in our lower mouth peepers, aka our mouths, right? Lower mouth.
Our upper jawbones. Yeah.
Oh God, I feel like I got the vax. Okay, so I have some huge news. Remember how I've been threatening to use my Chili's gift card?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did it happen? To recap for Jehovah's Witnesses who don't know this story. A couple years ago, as a goof, a friend gave me a $100 gift card to Chili's, and it's been burning a hole in my wallet. And let's just say this week it burned a hole in my underwear because we got Chili's. I took the fam out. Well, rather, I brought it in. I did carry out Chili's, which is also a bad idea, but it was kind of difficult to spend $100 at Chili's. We just kept on ordering more stuff, and I was like, I don't know, guys, we're still at $79. It was so bad.
And then you do the thing and you go, can I leave a tip on a gift card? Can I get a tip on that? Or how does that work? Wait, okay. Before you shit all over Chili's, let me just say, let me defend Chili's.
Okay, please.
Takeout Chili's is not the same as sitting down, getting the tall frosted mug, little 23-ouncer.
Okay, we're not talking about beer. We're talking about food, you idiot. We're talking
about comes
food.
With it. It's called ambiance, Julia. Look it up in a dictionary.
Okay, no, I'm talking about food. As my father said after dinner, he said, you know, I had very low expectations for this and they were not exceeded. So
damn,
it was bad. Everyone was in GI distress. Everyone.
Oh man.
My sister was so mad at me. The niece and nephew had a rough time. Let's just say glad one of them's in diapers.
That's where you spend the whole time going when you're eating, you go, I'm sorry. It's usually not like this. I don't get, you know,
we kept on saying no refunds, but that's not how the toilet felt. A lot of refunds there. It was so bad. So bad. It was so salty. It was none of it made sense. Nothing we got made sense as food.
This is bad to hear, but it's not going to deter me because I will, at some point this summer, I will go to Chili's.
With your new sneakers, you're going to leave your sunglasses there. I know you're going to leave your sunglasses at Chili's and you're going to call the lost and found and they're going to say, yeah, we've about 15 pairs of Ray-Bans from different dads. Yeah. Which one is yours?
And it'll be the night of my life, actually.
Yep, it really will. You'll rekindle the romance with your wife. She'll
make us go somewhere. She'll make us go somewhere good. I would be like, let's go to Chili. She'd be like, no. If we're going out, let's go out.
If you love me, you won't take me here.
Yeah.
I'm like, so yeah. So just glad that that's out of my life, and I don't have to go back. Yeah. What about you? What have you made?
I made my world famous banana bread a couple days ago.
Who's world famous? Okay.
I declared it world famous chocolate chip banana bread. And I don't know. I kind of fucked it up. It was kind of dry. You know, when you fuck up baking, it's like, you know, it's just like you fucked up an ingredient somewhere and I'm not sure which one, but it was a little dry in the middle. Maybe the bananas weren't mushy enough. Maybe I didn't have enough bananas. Maybe I cooked it 2 minutes too long, you know?
Yeah. It's always just, you're so disappointed in yourself because you're like, come on, this is, how could I have done this?
Spend so much time doing it. I mean,
I'm cleaning up.
That's the worst part is the cleanup. You're like, I got five bowls here.
Yeah.
I'm getting salmonella from eating the fucking batter. Mm-hmm, like, what are we doing? The batter is the best part. What are we doing?
Do you now, do you put a little bit of peanut butter on the banana bread?
When it's done, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, I put peanut butter on it. Some people do butter, which I appreciate. I like that. But I need more protein.
You need get protein because you're growing boy. Yeah.
Get that peanut butter on. It goes right to my hips, let me tell you. I went to the doctor like a year ago or 6 months ago, and we're just talking about stuff. And I was like, he was asking me like what like, you know, my diet and stuff. And I was like, I do eat a lot of peanut butter. He's like, yeah, it's kind of high in fat. I was like, I eat it a lot. Like it was, you know, it was kind of weird.
But it's a good fat, right? Like avocados. I don't know what that means.
It's not as good as avocado.
Okay. Because when people say good fat, I go, what the fuck does that mean? You know?
I think it means that, you know, there are fats that don't come with any positive
consequences.
No, like positive things. And then there are fats that come with like sugars like that. Like if you eat a banana is what I would consider good sugar because it comes with a lot of fiber, keeps you full long. But if you eat a candy bar, that sugar, it's just empty sugar. It's just sugar for sugar. You're not going to get full by that.
Sugar for sugar. Okay. When they say hungry, grab a Snickers, they really should say hungry, grab a banana.
That's why, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why smoothies aren't that good for you, even though I got one today and I'm about to drink it. They're not bad for you. It's just that when you make blend. When you blend fruits and all that shit, you're losing a lot of the nutrients of the fruit. Julia, I read it online.
No. That doesn't make sense because if you're if it's in a blender and you're drinking everything you blended, where things are just disappearing.
No, you lose some of the fiber.
How?
All right. Hold on. I'm just going to read the first thing that comes up.
Tab, aren't you? because I make smoothies and they have peanut butter in them too, and fruit and spinach.
How about livestrong.com? Is that
Well,
it's written by Lance Armstrong.
No, so then it's like, anything you put in a smoothie, it's not drugs, it's fine. Whatever makes you stronger.
I love how Lance Armstrong just went for like 15 years saying, like, denying everything to his death. Yeah. And then he was finally like, yeah, okay, I used to like hide Oprah. Blood by the bath and change it and all that.
You know. Swap it out. Yeah, he's a big liar. So what does his blog say? Is it a recent thing, this blog post you're reading?
I just wanted a quick thing. This is... juices when fresh may lose nutrients through processing.
I don't know what that fucking means, but I'm not gonna stop.
Whatever. It's not like it's bad for you. It's not making it bad for you. It's just I'm guessing that if you'd be better off just eating a banana.
All right. If you're a nutritionist or you know anything about fiber and where it goes in a blender, please email us javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We need some answers.
Also, if I'm wrong, I will pretend like I never said it. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what's funny is that's something I've been saying recently, like to anybody that'll listen. I'll be like, oh yeah, smoothie. Yeah, it's not the best for the nutrients.
But you talk with confidence so people believe you. And then this is how, you know, rumors get started. But this won't deter me. I'm still going to have a smoothie twice a week.
Okay. But here's something I will stand by.
What?
Juicing or doing like a cleanse diet. That shit's bullshit. You shouldn't do it. It's not good for you.
Agreed.
Okay.
We're on the same page.
Okay.
In other hot stove news, I ate at my favorite Ethiopian restaurant in Ann Arbor. I love Ethiopian food. This place is called the Blue Nile. Shout out to them. I worked there in college and, I loved it, but I quit my job. Well, I got another job. And so I was too scared to quit. So I lied and I told the people at the restaurant I had mono and I just never came back. So that's awkward for me because the same waiter who was there when I worked in 2008 still works there.
Were you wearing a mask though? They probably didn't recognize
I was wearing
you.
A mask. I kept it up for almost the entire time I ate so that he wouldn't recognize me because I don't, you know, I didn't leave on good terms. And, the owners
that's the
made
thing.
Me cry a lot.
That's the thing, though, if they ever said anything, even now, so many years later, you just got to stick to your lie.
Oh, I would absolutely say it was a really long recovery process.
Yeah, I almost died. You want to talk to my doctor? I almost died.
Yeah, I would call my dad and say, Dad, you have to cover for me. working at the same restaurant for, 13 years, that's a lot. That's a very big commitment if you're not an owner of the restaurant.
Maybe they're the manager. Great.
Well, I would hope he's the manager. He's been there for a very long time. But I love you. Have you ever had Ethiopian food?
I haven't, no.
Oh, good. Oh, it's so good. It's like a lot of there's chicken. I know you love your chicken and there's lamb and stuff. And then it's like a lot of like lentils and cabbage and collard greens and split peas. And you eat it with your hands and you scoop it up with bread.
It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do love foods that kind of you can all mix in together.
Mm-hmm. You mix it all together.
Oh, that's my favorite. Flavors. I love shit like that. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. So I would like it. And lentils is a thing where, my grandmother used to make lentil soup. And I would be like, oh, hey, I don't like this. I smell. And then when I was like, I don't know, 30, 25, 30, I tried it again. And I was like, this is great. So
it's so good.
You're an
lentils
idiot when you're younger.
Slap. That's a good source of protein too.
Don't
blend them. They'll lose everything. They'll be meaningless, according to Lance Armstrong.
Not meaningless, but just less.
Less something. All right.
Less something.
Now, is it time?
I have a quick game for you before I pass out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pass out.
You've been very strong. You've been very brave.
Very brave.
Very brave boy.
Okay. I've been watching Fresh Prince a lot. I've been taking the early morning shift with the little lady and I've been feeding her and I've been putting on some early morning TV from
giving
when we grew up.
Smoothies. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Smoothies. I've been watching a little bit of Saved by the Bell. Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell?
I did. I had a big crush on everyone.
Okay. I have a list of characters here and this game is called, is this a Saved by the... Oh my goodness, Mike, you fucking idiot.
It's okay.
Is this a Saved by the Bell character or something the second Pfizer shot made me think of?
Okay,
so I'm going to give you a name and you tell me if it's a real character or something I thought of in the 15 minute waiting period after I got my Pfizer shot.
Okay, I'm ready.
I think I have 10, but I think you'll do okay. We'll see. Maxwell Nerdstrom.
Oh God, that's such a bad name. So I feel like it has to be real. Is that real?
That is real. Maxwell, and all these descriptions are from Wikipedia. So Maxwell Nerdstrom is a rich nerd who is Violet Bickerstaff's boyfriend. Violet Bickerstaff, played by Tori Spelling.
Because she was like contractually obligated to be in all these shows because of her father.
She talks with a funny voice. She went, I want Violet. That is fucking brutal. Okay, one for one. Congrats.
The audience went wild. Okay.
Number two, Tall Paul. Tall Paul.
That's fake.
Mr. Belding's tall nephew who helps the gang at a basketball tournament.
Wait, is this real or you are giving a description afterwards for all of them?
It's fake. You're right. It's fake.
Okay,
but I just
want
to give you a description. No, I have descriptions for all. So wait till you hear the description.
Okay. Well, you didn't really make it clear is what I'm going to say.
Two for two. Leon Carosi. Mm-hmm. Leon Carosi is the gang's greedy boss for the summer.
Carosi, fake.
Sorry, that is real, Mr. Carosi. They work at a beach club, and he's the boss. And his daughter is the Leah Remini. His daughter's not in real life, obviously. Well, Stacy Carosi. Stacy Carosi is his daughter.
Damn,
Zach likes
with
her.
The K or a C? It's spelled with the K, right?
Stacy? Oh, Carosi? No, Stacy.
That's Casey.
I gotta get my smoothie. All right, two for three.
Okay.
Kevin the robot. Kevin the robot was Screech's artificial intelligence something who lives in Screech's room and usually dishes out advice with witty remarks.
Well, you fucked up reading it. I don't know if that means it's real or fake. This sounds like an Urkel ripoff of Stefan. So it has to be fake.
That's real. Kevin the Robot's real.
What?
Two for four. Kevin the Robot
That's
appearing
bullshit.
In three episodes during seasons one and two. His bullshit. Appearances include him as Screech's assistant when Screech is doing a magic show.
What?
R.I.P. Screech, by the way. Kevin the Robot. Yes.
R.I.P.
Yeah, Kevin. Usually when you fuck up reading it, that means it's real. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. You know, this show is half memory, half psychology. You're trying to figure out if the other person's, you know. All right, 2 for 4. Next one, Harry Bannister. Harry Bannister is Kelly's grandfather from the movie Saved by the Bell, Hawaiian Style.
Real, true.
Oh, you know that's real. He invites Kelly and her friends to stay at the Hawaiian Hideaway, a rustic hotel in Hawaii.
Now, this is from a movie?
I guess it was like a made-for-TV movie. I do vaguely remember this one. Yeah. I think this is when they're there for the wedding. Someone else is out to buy his land and build a hotel resort complex, and the gang has to save it. So the gang is saving it. Harry Bannister's Hawaiian
Saved
Hideaway.
By the gang.
Yeah, by the gang.
Should be called. Yeah.
3 for 5. Okay. Mr. Paladino, a shop teacher who catches Zach betting on horses.
I want to say it's real, but there's been too many real ones. So fake.
You're correct. That is fake. That is fake.
This is like third one. Millionaire.
3 for 6.
I think you fucked up a lot of the counting. So sure.
Frank and Laura Benton are a homeless father and daughter who catch the eye of Zach and the gang around Christmas time.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable. Sitcom trope. I'm gonna say real.
Oh, it's very real. I would not make that up. Frank, Laura works in the department store with Kelly, and she like kind of like Zach, and then Frank is her homeless dad, and he passes out because he doesn't eat enough.
Oh no!
It's all very weird. And then at the end, they like invite them over for Christmas, and then it's all supposed to be good. But
oh god, like a very special episode.
Very special episode. All right, okay. 2 left. I have 2 left.
Okay.
Calvin Scooter. Calvin Scooter is AC Slater's rival on the wrestling team.
I want to say it's real, but I feel like this is something where his name is Calvin, not Scooter or something. All right, fake.
I don't do tricks like that. I feel like that's cheating. I feel like that's cheating if you do that. If his name is like Calvin Booter, like
No.
Okay. It is fake. It is fake.
Okay. Calvin
Great
Scooter
job.
Is a good name,
You're
though.
Doing 10 for 20. I don't know what the fucking numbers are. And then last one.
2075. Yeah.
Last one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
J.G. Wentworth.
Okay, shut up here.
That song got stuck in my head. Is that a national commercial or is that just like a New York thing?
I think it's
877 cash now.
What's the description for J.G. Wentworth before I
just
my guess?
I just wrote 877 cash now. there is, however, a Miss Wentworth in the show. She's a teacher.
But okay.
That's J.G.'s wife.
J.G.'s wife. Mrs. J.G.
Mrs. Yeah. J.G. to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So my final score was 11 out of 8.
If I had to guess, I would say you went 7 for 10.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Well, this was a great game that was part fever dream, part allergic reaction, you know, partly entertaining. No, this was a fun game. I appreciate your enthusiasm for Saved by the Bell.
Thanks. It's hard to think of creative names when you know, you're not sure if your face is falling off in the 15-minute waiting period.
It's not. The only thing falling off is your hair sideburns. Okay.
Oh, woof, dude. It stinks.
Woof, dude. All right. We're going to, we're still waiting for your wine review. So let's just say, you know, have a great Java, great week. Java, great time listening to this. And Java, good morning.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give a little optimism here on this wonderful day.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. All right. Let's have some fun out there.
Let's go.
All right. Bye. I know we've all been mind fucked for the past year, but you know what? It's okay to smile and have some fun and get out there, get some fresh air, have a few cocktails if you're into that. Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Enrique videos. Let's do it. This is the summer of us.
Let's do it. Summer of us. So let's go get it.
Let's go get it.
Okay.
Arf, arf. Doggles, baby.
Bye.